Hi, and welcome to Wisdom's Weekly Word, where we're giving our weekly wisdom for your daily living. Today's message is titled, Sing from Your Heart. It will be read from Proverbs 2, verses 3 through 5. Enjoy. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Sing from your heart, words often proclaimed to a child from a kind audience member as a way of encouraging an obviously nervous performer. Sing from your heart, meaning we're on your side, so don't be intimidated. The fact is, God too is on our side, and he doesn't just throw us onto life's stage knowing how overwhelming his trials can be. Here, wisdom expresses the Lord's grace by encouraging. Cry out, lift your voice, sing from your heart, because God is listening. Consider this, if the kindness of an audience member can be ignited by a nervous performer, how much more is the kindness of God ignited by the trials of your life? Now, we all know life can be just too much sometimes and overwhelming at others. You just want to cry out. King David cried out in Psalms 116. See, Jesus says, cry to me. My love is far greater than any understanding audience member in Matthew 11:28-30. And our success is always his end goal. So don't be intimidated. He's on your side. Lift your voice. Cry out with a sincere heart. Then look for him. David did, sang from his heart. Thank you for joining us for this week's reading. If you like additional insight or an objective ear, please send us a text or an email. We'd be happy to hear from you. And always remember to connect the dots, because every message is connected to another. This week's message, Sing from Your Heart, is connected to Cattle Call and Promises Preserved. When you get a chance, check them out. You'll be blessed. Now, some of you receiving this message today don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you can, because the doors are open and the invitation is out. Take a scroll to the bottom of the message and find out how. We'll be waiting to hear from you. And lastly, always remember and never forget to invite a friend. Why? Because the more the merrier, you know. To invite another, simply send us their name and number. And be sure to let them know we'll be reaching out. Until next time, this is Wisdom's Weekly Word, where we're giving out weekly wisdom for your daily living. Thank you, and God bless.